The bizarre antics of a young Czech IT student have become a huge hit on the internet. Since it was posted in June 2007, nearly 250,000 people have viewed a nutty 7-second video of Otakar Křížek on YouTube. Entitled Šílený Ata or Crazy Ata, it shows him running straight towards the wood-lined wall of a sports hall and launching himself stretched out against it. Naturally, not having the superhero powers of Spider-Man, Ata succumbs to the laws of gravity and falls straight to the ground within a split second of splashing against the wall. The video has even inspired copycat videos from around the world, including a particularly painful-looking one from Italy, in which boys throw themselves against a brick wall while a girl in the background shouts, "Šílený Ata," which is completely šílený. Understaffed police services in the Czech Republic have been employing an unusual approach to trying to keep order on the country's motorways, placing life-sized plastic cutouts of police officers by the side of the road. They're meant to work like scarecrows, deterring drivers from breaking the rules of the road. The idea is novel, although not altogether successful, as members of the public have been stealing them. Police in Kladno, for instance, said all of their cut-out cops had been pinched. Recently, 8 were erected on a Friday, and every one of them had disappeared by the Sunday, Pravo reported. Other dummy officers in the central Bohemia region were simply lost or damaged by the weather, the paper said. Barbara Špotáková won a legion of fans here in the Czech Republic, but she came first in the javelin in dramatic style at the recent Olympics in Beijing. As well as a gold medal, the Sympatická athlete has been rewarded with a song in her honour, courtesy of the popular Czech rock group Tři Sestry or Three Sisters. It seems the band's leader, Lou Fananek Hagen, drinks at the same Prague Centre pub as the athlete, Upinkasu. Prior to Beijing, Hagen pledged to compose a tribute if Špotáková won, quickly coming good on his promise with a ditty entitled Čtvrtá Sestra, or Fourth Sister, which is very easy to find on the internet. The owners of Upinkasu, incidentally the first pub in Prague ever to serve Pilsner Urquell, have also rewarded their most famous regular, promising Barbara Špotáková and her fireman boyfriend free meals for a year. The Czech Republic has one of the densest and best maintained systems of hiking routes in Europe, routes which have been looked after with care by the Klub Českých turistů, or Czech Hikers Club, for nearly 120 years. The paths, designated red, yellow, blue or green, are marked by signs affixed to trees or posts and will be familiar to anybody who spent any time in the Czech countryside. But now, Pravo reported recently, that network is under threat, as fewer and fewer young people are joining the hiking organization. One of the club's officials told the newspaper that it was mainly middle-aged and older people who signed up to look after the marked routes for the token payment of 100 crowns a day. And not just anybody can do the job. You have to be trained by experienced route markers and pass an exam before being allowed to work on the routes, which need to be spruced up every 3 years. It isn't long since the Czech radio building in Prague was the center of events marking the 40th anniversary of the Soviet-led invasion of 1968. But last weekend, the station's building on Vinohradská Street traveled a few more decades back in time, when it was used in the filming of a new Czech movie called Protektor, set in the days when Reinhard Heydrich was the Nazi governor of Bohemia and Moravia. Unhindered by the radio building's ongoing reconstruction, period shop fronts were created at street level, and an old-style tram with a destination in both Czech and German was parked in front. A chateau in South Moravia that's become an internationally renowned centre for devotees of sadomasochistic sex has gone on sale. 12 years ago, the 16th century chateau in the town of Cherná na Ždiarsku, which had fallen into a state of disrepair, was converted into an S&M hotel entitled Otherworld Kingdom. That was quite a change, considering that under the communists, it was a social and cultural center run by the local agricultural cooperative. The newspaper Hospodářské noviny reported that villagers were unaware of who had moved into the chateau and its extensive grounds, until, that is, they ran into some of the guests wearing, as the newspaper put it, unusual outfits. The sound of lashes being administered apparently carried as far as the local pub. Villagers were forced to build a new church as well, as they no longer had access to the chapel in the grounds of Otherworld Kingdom, whose website has reportedly had tens of millions of visits. However, the S&M centre is now preparing to shut its doors, with its owners willing to sell the property for 8 million crowns. That's about the price of a big flat in a nice part of Prague. The village mayor has ruled out the possibility of the local authorities buying it.